Van Hollen has made prosecuting child pornography and child sex trafficking cases a top priority over his past two terms, and he's still convinced the state should spend more money to protect young victims of sex crimes.
I've argued from the day I first got into office that I could get 100 or more new agents and 100 or more new analysts and still not be able to track down all the good leads we had on people who were either downloading or attempting to download known child pornography, or in the cases we're working on more and more all the time now, trafficking children for sexual reasons, for monetary gain.
Van Hollen says he's also proud of his role in creating the state's new Criminal Justice Coordinating Council that brings prison officials and police and prosecutors to the table with community groups offering treatment alternatives. He says that will promote policies that will allow more offenders to be diverted from prison, thereby reducing recidivism. But he's still a staunch opponent of a proposed reform that would treat 17-year-olds as juveniles instead of as adults.
Almost all of the 17-year-olds, by the time they've gotten into the adult system, we need to have them there because they have worked their way through the juvenile justice system. They've shown that there's not much we can do for them there. It's time to put them in the adult system where we have hopefully more fitting and less expensive programming and alternatives for them.
Wisconsin is one of only 10 states that still treat all 17-year-old offenders as adults. A bill to change that will likely go before the legislature next month. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.